Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from SeaTac to Europe, including year-round direct flights to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt offers both modern skyscrapers and classicist museums on the River Main, as well as shopping, restaurants, and cultural sites. More at Condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley is in Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic. And as he tells 88.5 Zed Ronco on this week's edition of Going Places, the fall is the best time to see Europe.
We last heard from you in Prague about a year ago, and we talked a lot about the city itself, but there's so much around it. What else is there? What are some good ways to get out of the city and see the countryside?
Well, you know, Bohemia is the western part of the Czech Republic. The eastern part is called Moravia. The Bohemians are really famous for their beautiful rolling hills, their carp ponds. They have these beautiful medieval carp ponds, their castles, their villages, and, of course, their beer. Pilsner is the big one. That's actually named after a town here. Budweiser, the original Budweiser, Budvar, came from here. So this is kind of, you know, all about nature, bicycle paths, hiking. And then if you go to Moravia, which is the eastern part, it's more about wine. I mean, they have also the great paths and the beautiful forest, but it's also more about wine than it is about beer. There's the Tatra Mountains, which straddle kind of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia. So there's some great skiing and great hiking during the summer here. So there's a lot to do. But if you love biking and you love walking, Bohemia is the place to be.
A lot of us think about going to Europe in the summer. You really like being there this time of year.
You know, after guiding trips in Europe for about 25 years, I can tell you that there's no better time to be here than in, let's say, October, November, the off months, all the way running up to, let's say, mid-May. And the reason is you can stroll through, you know, these towns, you can walk across Charles Bridge and not bump into, you know, 100,000 people that are cramming the streets. And this is the time of year that the locals love being here, because I just spoke to a young woman here and she said that when she's in Prague in the summer months, she doesn't even feel like it's her town.
So if I want to go to Europe at this time, this is off-season time, is it too late? Or should I start thinking about next year, or can I still
No. In the dollar strong, hotel rates are great. I mean, you can easily, for 100 euro here, or let's say $100, you can find a great hotel in central Prague. Your dollar is going to go far in Prague and Krakow in October and November. Today I flew from Seattle to Amsterdam, had a quick layover and directly into Prague. You can find flights this time of year for $1,000, right around, which in the summer months, those same flights would be $1,600,
$1,700. Wow.
My advice is this. If you have a bit of time and you're flexible and you don't have kids in school where you have to go in summer and you have to go in December or during a winter break, what I would suggest is forget about the summer months. Go after October 1st, all the way through October into mid-December, then stay away from Christmas and New Year's, and then think about January, February, and March, and book yourself a ticket for under $1,000 to Prague. You'll have great hotels, you know, for 3- and 4-star hotels in the heart of the city for under $100. Meals will be, you know, even less than what they would be in the summer. And on top of it, you have the place to yourself.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed. And I think that I'll go order a Pilsner for you right now.
All right. That sounds good. I will go to the studio kitchen and get a glass of water. Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He's joining us this week from the Czech Republic. You can hear more about the Czech Republic and Central Europe and previous episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.